Welcome, guys, to Novi's Little Cast. What you'll be hearing is just a series of recordings that I have made for the fun of it. Some of these are old gameplays, old recordings, and you'll be able to tell by the quality. And some of these are more recent, just kind of, this is a cool feature, I kind of want to show this type of thing. There isn't really much editing that goes into stuff like this for me. For me, it's just kind of hit record. Like, I have an idea of what I want to do, so let's hit record and see what happens and see how viable this idea is. And if it's something that I feel is worth actually putting up, then here it is. Plain and simple. For me, that's actually a lot of fun to do. I kind of like doing things on a whim for stuff like this, for tech, for games, for whatever it is. So this is just kind of what it is. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe in your favorite podcatcher and voice message. Let me know what you think. If you're an Anchor FM user, if you're not an Anchor FM user, I would highly recommend it. That's what I'm using to do this, and it's very, very simple to do. So give it a shot. Email is in the description, and you guys rock. Thanks a lot. Okay, so in answer to your menu question, because it's a pretty complex answer, let's dive into Killer Instinct. And show you what happens from the start. So the game loads up, we get the Microsoft logo. Iron Galaxy. So here we just press enter when the music starts, obviously. And we'll just wait for the game to load. It's just making sure that everything I have is current with what's on the server, which it is. I wish you could turn these things off, because it's kind of annoying. It just takes forever. Okay. And there's a possibility that it might not load. Woohoo! Yay! Thanks, game. Yep. I figured. We just Alt F4 the game and run it again. So what I do is I just do start menu, type KI, and then it brings up Killer Instinct and we press enter. So if you use NVDA OCR with NVDA R, it'll say syncing to UltraTech server. UltraTech is the company that this game is. Oh, here we go! Okay, so the first option is Shadow Lords, which is inaccessible, kind of. You can sort of do it with NVIDIA OCR, and I've seen people do it. But now we go down once, and this is the part you'll kind of want. This is some, I think it's single player. Let's see what OCR says. Oh, so our rotating fighter for the week is Resh. That's cool. He's a pretty easy guy to get the hang of. So let's just press enter, because NVIDIA OCR would not tell me what the option is. So we're in another menu. Go away, Resh. No one cares. That sound will just basically tell you who the rotating fighter is for the week. Yeah, so NVIDIA OCR isn't working all that well for this, but whatever. We just basically hit enter twice more. Or not. Go away. And we're here.
This is the character selection screen, which moves up, down, left, and right. So you start on Jago. And if you don't want him, you just hit escape to go back. And you can go to the right. So you get the point. And going down goes to the next season of characters. So I think each season is... Wait one sec. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nine characters. What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine characters for season one. Aria. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Aria. Nine characters for season two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Aria. Yep. And Kilgore. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Idol. Characters for season 3, and then they added 1, 2
Kim Woo.
Whoops.
Rash. Toss. Kim Woo. Kilgore.
One, wait, so 1, 2, 3, 4 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
Eagle.
11, 12. 11 characters for season 3. I think they added... I think season 3 was like... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7...
General Rom.
8 characters.
Idol.
Then they added Idol.
Eagle.
Eagle.
Kilgore.
And Kilgore as, like, additional characters. So each thing goes 9 characters for seasons 1 and 2, and 11 characters for season 3, for basically the third row. So we go up 2, and we go back to Jago.
Jago.
And the next set of characters is for the computer. And that starts you off on Fulgore, which is off to the left of Jago. So you just go to the right one.
Jago!
And you're basically back at the tail of the list, and it looks exactly the same. 9 characters, 9 characters, 11 characters.
Idol. General Rom.
So let's say I wanted to fight Jago against...
Taz. Arbiter. Rash.
We just hit enter twice once we choose the character. Basically, it's choosing the color that we want and just other visual things. Just hit enter twice. And you're on the stage select screen, which I don't know the stages by heart. I just hit enter on here to choose random stage.
Fight on!
Okay, it chose Kim Woo's stage.
I'm crashing this party!
Alright, I hit escape to pause the game real quick. And it chose Kim Woo's stage, and the reason I know that is because I have the soundtrack to this game. And if you want the soundtrack, I can send it to you. But basically, we're in a fight, so once you, you know, you just start mashing, I believe it's J, K, and L are your kicks, U, I, O are your punches, and that's kind of all you really need to know to get started. The game will handle most things for you, so if I just start mashing buttons, you'll see interesting things happen, and occasionally you'll start to pick up on a rhythm, like this. That's not what I wanted to do. Let go of me, Rash.
I killed it!
I just hit semicolon to do that.
I'm afraid your path ends here.
Supreme victory!
So you've won a fight, and you're wondering what to do next. You're on a little screen, and all you do is go down one to change the new character, or you can just stay where you are and do the fight again. So you just hit semicolon to do those damaging moves. Whoops. So when he says danger, danger, you can start holding down P.
Ultimate.
To perform that character's ultra combo. And what I did was Jago's ultimate, which I basically just pressed J and U together when that ultra combo started, and it triggered the ultimate. It's pretty easy once you get the hang of it. I'm gonna do it again. There we go. So that one was done using P. You just hold P down when you start attacking and he says danger, danger. You just hold P. Or in some characters' cases, it's semicolon. It's just a matter of finding out which is which. I'm just mashing buttons. Honestly.
I'm afraid your path ends here.
It really is that easy. Does she have a stage ultra? Right. Okay, instinct. You just hit semicolon P to do that. Semicolon P just triggers your instinct. It's very simple.
Supreme victory!
Now you're probably wondering, what does block out mean? That means that the character is trying to hit a button relevant to what I'm doing to break my combo. And I just tried doing the same, but I missed. The little ding on the left means that I have a bar. I can do a little bit more damage if I use it.
Your path ends here.
Supreme victory!
So let's say I wanted to play as Rash.
Welcome.
Just go down one. Up one, sorry. Right three? Or two?
Arbiter! Rash!
Yep, right three. And let's say you wanted a random character. You just go left four. Up one. Or, if you were on Jago, if you were on the left, you'd go right, left, five, sorry. Left, five, up, one.
Fight on!
I think you only have access to Jago with the free version.
I'm crashing this party!
Uh-oh.
I'm crashing this party!
Ready.
He's fighting himself.
Charge! Cratered! Supreme victory!
Okay, that was done with hitting semicolon, and that was not supposed to happen. I now know that Arbiter Stage has a stage ultra. I'm just mashing random patterns of buttons, honestly. He's instincting these and brings in bikes. Instinct only lasts maybe like 20 seconds. But you can just keep hitting semicolon and P to do whatever it is that the character's instinct does. I win.
Ultra combo! These cameos are killing me.
Awesome victory.
And that's kind of it, honestly. It's just button mashing and kind of figuring things out as you go. Like I said, you can use Be My Eyes to figure out the menus. Someone had a menu guide, but I think that died, sadly. But I hope this helped at all. I mean, I know it's a lot, and I know it's kind of confusing. But, I hope it helped.